just when you thought it couldn't have gotten worse, it does. Welcome in to the Barnes Social Hour. My name's Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. This is the most Monday news ever. And it's unfortunate we're having to report this because we called it literally a couple podcasts ago during basketball season when Charles Bediako filed an injunction to become eligible and filed the injunction against the NCAA. You have this situation currently with Brandon Sworsby, who, if you've been living under a rock, he is now eligible to play football for Texas Tech this coming football season because he has filed a preliminary injunction against the NCAA. I am shocked by this. It's not a good look for Texas Tech. It's not a good look for Brandon Sworsby. It is not a good look for the judge that has granted this. And ironically, it's come from Lubbock, Texas. Who would have thought? It's just like the judge in Tuscaloosa that granted Bediako his injunction. Here we go again. It's just with football. I know it's two totally different situations, but my God, what are we doing? Graham, kind of go through the timeline of this in terms of like how it started and kind of where we are now, just for people that need to be brought up to speed. Because honestly, if you hear what you're about to hear, this, it shouldn't have been a thing. That he should not be playing football right now. But yeah, go ahead.
I agree. Yeah, so he started off at Indiana. That's where he started his college career. Was there for a year or two, moved then to Cincinnati, played at Cincinnati. Now is ultimately within the last year transferring to Texas Tech, where he was supposedly to be the quarterback next year, paid millions of dollars, big NIL money, you know, oil money. Well, in that time, he made bets, and that came out within the last month and a half, 2 months. He was making bets on his own team, stuff like that, highly illegal, especially in college. So the NCAA is like, hey, well, he checked himself into rehab. It's like, to get help with it. And the NCAA is like, hey, you're done. Can't do that. That's against the rules. You're not allowed to play anymore.
Correct, as it should be.
So then, yeah, exactly. It's just the rules. So, well, now they're like, well, let's try to find a way around this. Let's see if he can play. So he files an appeal to his, you know, being denied eligibility, gets rejected, files another one, gets rejected. Finds like, I bet I'm going to pull a Bediako and I'm just going to go to a court and be like, hey, can you just like tell them that they can't do that? And then I can play. Goes to a court in Texas, gets it, and now we're here. Similar situation that happened with Bediako in Alabama, just different reasonings behind it. Obviously, Bediako was trying to come from the NBA, which was illegal, and Brandon Sworsby trying to come back from gambling, which is also illegal. Both were illegal in their different ways. Both got denied by the NCAA. Both went to a judge to get a preliminary injunction to allow them to become eligible. So that's where we are now, and it's insane.
Yeah, this is a wreck. It really is. When I said college sports has turned into the wild, wild west, this is what I meant. And we didn't think it could get worse, and it has. It's gotten worse, and I'm going to say it again. Surely it can't get worse, but sit and watch. Something else will happen, and that's what I'm worried about. That's what it's turned into this thing now where the NCAA is like, hey, you're ineligible, and then it's like, I don't know if anyone's familiar with the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, and they're about to, you know, somebody, and they're like, parlay, and they're like, dang it, we can't do anything about it. As soon as the NCAA hears injunction, they're like, shoot, we can't get them. We can't do anything. And it's such a joke because the NCAA, they're just letters now. They're a four-letter word. That's it. They are nothing now. They mean nothing. Everyone there is pointless. They are a waste of space. They don't do anything. So why are they still a thing? Back in the day, everyone used to run scared of the NCAA. If they came knocking at your door with a piece of paper saying, like, hey, we need to investigate this. Hey,
they sent SMU to the underworld.
Yes. Yes. And like Rutgers and people like that. Like, it's, they're done.
They sent SMU back to the Stone Ages.
Do what?
I said they sent SMU back into the Stone Ages back in the day.
No, seriously. And it's just insane because it's like Superman and kryptonite is the NCAA and injunction. It is the word of 2026 is injunction. It is all I've heard. I'm tired of hearing it. Probably won't be the end of it, but this is insane. And the fact that, and look, I mean, no ill will against anybody, but Brennan Scoresby, it's not like he bet, you know, little prop bets here and there, you know. No, he bet handfuls of money, and it got to the point where he knew he was about to get caught. So
Thousands of dollars.
Yes, he kept asking people, hey, can you, I'm going to give you this. Can you bet this? And you get a little cut of it and then bring it back to me. The, same thing here. Same thing here. He has an addiction. He has an addiction. And the person that wrote this to, you know, woke up this morning, the judge that went into work, got his cup of Joe and his donut and said, yeah, yeah, I'll write this injunction against the NCAA. You scum of the earth, scum of the earth. This guy needs help. And your excuse, according to the article, is that he's going to miss out on training and the camaraderie of a team. Really? Really? Are we being dead serious right now? That is sad. Anything that happens to him, by the way, if he wants to go to the NFL, good luck. The NFL sees this and they're going to be like, nope, nope, hell nope. We don't want anyone like this around our league or our franchise. It's not a good look for Brennan Scoresby. It's not a good look for the judge because he's probably under fire right now, more than likely. It's just scum of the earth. This dude, anything that happens to Brennan Scoresby in regards to this addiction that he has, because here's what, and I get he checked into rehab. He still needs help. He wasn't in rehab for long. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like they were like, he was there for like maybe like a week and a half, and they were like, hey, come on back. Come on back. No, this judge, scum of the earth. Anything that happens to Brennan Scoresby, it is on your hands. On your hands. This is such a joke. The villains of college football now is Texas Tech. Everyone's sights are on Texas Tech. I don't care who. And I know he's suspended for two games, the first two games of the year. I know they're shaking in their boots against Oregon State and whoever, the House on the Prairie University, whoever it is they're playing. But, and then he gets to come back for the regular season. The Big 12 should be ashamed of themselves. The judge in Texas should be ashamed of themselves. Brennan Scoresby should be ashamed of themselves. Texas Tech should be ashamed of themselves. This is a joke. It is a stain on college football. It's just not a good look overall for the sport. And I don't know what his plans are post-college. Good luck, dude. You might be selling insurance by the time this is over. This is insane. He's got my voice cracking. I'm so pissed off about this. It's nuts. It is. Yeah. Like, what are your thoughts on this, man? Like, it.
I agree. It's nuts. I just wanted to read off. I was reading an article, and I want to read off some of these quotes from anonymous power forward coaches about this whole situation. So one goes on to say that gambling is one of those rules in sports that that's one of the few rules that exists where if you break it, you're now basically getting blacklisted from the sport, which I 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
So another power forward coach said, unbelievable. Another power forward coach said, if gambling isn't punishable, then what is? And then someone said, that's bleep crazy beyond wild. We have a serious problem. We have some serious problems that if they don't get fixed, the entire thing is going to implode soon.
Bro, I agree with that last quote. College sports is dying before our eyes. And if you don't wake up and see that, we're screwed, dude. And everyone is like, well, college sports is like the NFL now. The NFL would make Brennan Scoresby walk home to wherever he's from, to wherever he got drafted to wherever he got picked up. He would not be welcomed back to an NFL team if he wanted to be. They don't play around with betting. That is against the fact that this is even a thing. It makes me sick to my stomach. It is the epitome of just people being idiots. Honestly, and again, this boils down to the NCAA. All they had to do was just pay your players. That's all you had to do. But yet you got the backbone of a post-it note because you're afraid. Anytime you hear injunction, you're like, oh crap. Yeah, we'll back up.
It's also just the fact that, like, and I don't really know the point here. Like, we're like, I guess I don't really understand where the NCAA, like, where their line is and, like, what they can and can't do, like, legally. Like, mm-hmm. there is a line where, like, they can and can't prevent things legally because of laws and stuff.
Right.
But like, at what point, like, at what point are there consequences for your actions? Like, welcome to the real world, bro. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, you made a mistake. You bet on thousands of bets, thousands of dollars. Like, you have to live with your consequences. You made poor decisions. Grow up. Move on with your life. That's your fault. So it's just, it's ridiculous to see. It's frustrating that we're like, and I don't even know, like, yeah, the NCAA might be getting walked all over, but like, how much power do they really have in this situation to upheld it legally? You know what I mean? And so that's where exactly. I think there needs to be some change where like the NCAA needs to have maybe a little bit more power where they can like legally uphold their decisions.
Yeah. And I hate to say it, but the government has to get involved at this point. I mean, I'm not anti-American, okay? But I don't want the government's hands in college football. But this, honestly, if you're a politician and you've been on the fence about making college sports, you know, better, pure again, if this doesn't light a fire under your you-know-what, get after it. Because it is dying before – it is literally – the fire is starting. Are you going to put it out or are you just going to sit there and watch and run away and act like nothing happened? Because honestly, the fact that there is no accountability for this, it is honestly sad and it's disgusting. It really is. But you know what isn't disgusting? AUShirts.com. You should go to AUShirts.com and get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. You see some of the options on your screen now. We add new styles weekly. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. If you get anything from AUShirts.com, be sure to tag me, Graham, the barn, whoever, Kyle, Zach, you name it, or all the above. Just let us know you got something by tagging us on social media. We'd love to shout you out on the show and show that you're supporting AUShirts.com. We're really glad that they're a sponsor of the Barn Social Hour. So again, if you want to get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn and some of your favorite moments and just wear it on your chest loud and proud like the Auburn fan you are, go to AUShirts.com.
Yeah, also go over – sorry, I got distracted. Also go over to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you are an Auburn business owner, an Auburn fan, and you own your own business, go to buyauburn.com today to sign up to get your business on there so that Auburn fans all over the country can support you, can shop from you. And like I said, if you're just you know a consumer and you want to buy from Auburn local businesses or Auburn fans, then that's – buyauburn.com is another great place for you to go to support that. And so, like I said, go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yeah, I heard that noise behind you. I thought it was NCAA putting the hammer down, but no, it's just, it's not. No, it's not. But, you know, honestly, you know what else is not that noise? It's Alex Golish making splashes for the offensive line.
Talk about it.
We got another offensive lineman who is a really good one, a really good one. And I'll kind of let you, because this is your field right here. You've been in the trenches, and I'll let you kind of run with this. But explain who our new recruit signee is.
Yeah, so we got an interior offensive lineman. His name is Reed Ramsire. Mm-hmm. 4-star inside offensive lineman, top 300 kid nationally, top 12 inside offensive lineman in the country, and one of the top players in the state of Florida. And we know that's full of awesome recruits. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a little bit. Let's like the timeline here is like probably about 2 weeks ago. He had canceled his like official visit to Clemson and was down to Auburn and Texas. He was going to visit those two schools and make his decision. Well, then this past weekend, he visited Auburn, had his official visit. Apparently, that was enough. He canceled his Texas visit, and then just a short few hours later, he was a part of this class. So absolutely love to see it. Like I said, he's interior offensive lineman. He's 6'4", 290 pounds, from Orlando, Florida. So, I mean, you literally couldn't ask for a better recruit here. I literally texted Hunter this morning. And I was like, man, Golish said we are not going to have a batter line anytime soon. It's so obvious that he made a clear emphasis on having a good offensive line. I mean, by the way, mm-hmm. he's recruiting them right now. And I think as Auburn fans, I mean, it's just kind of been a shock to us. We're like, what's going on? Like, we're not used to seeing Auburn recruit offensive linemen like this well. So,
yeah,
refreshing to see, to say the least. And I'm excited to get him on campus.
I think refreshing is the perfect word, because you remember, if Auburn fans, if you remember when Golish got to Auburn, whenever he was addressed, you know, when someone was like, "So, what's your thoughts on the offensive line currently?" He's like, "Oh my God, pray for me." You know, and you're like, "No," you're like, "Oh God, like, what do you mean?"
I still have questions about the offensive line for this season, like this upcoming season.
Yeah,
I am a little worried about it. I can't lie, but the future of this offensive line is in good hands. I think some of the young guys we have in there right now who might not be ready yet to play this next year will be pretty good. And then obviously these guys coming in sound like they're gonna be really good. So future of the O-line at Auburn seems to be in really good hands, but this next year I'm a little concerned. We'll see what happens. So hopefully they prove me wrong.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to be developed pretty well with this new staff. I really do. I can't get over the fact, like, if you go to his social media and see some of the pictures he posted where he's holding, you know, like, you know, it's like a photo booth type of thing. I mean, y'all seen it. It's
official visits are awesome.
Yeah. So there's like, you know, they hold like the little SEC logo or something like that. He's holding the SEC logo and it looks like a Chips Ahoy cookie. He's so massive. You're like, holy crap, this dude's a house. You're like, oh my goodness. And I'm excited to see him play, man. I am. And the fact that we landed somebody like this, I'm hoping it's just a domino that can bring more offensive talent like this to Auburn. I really do. It's been a minute since we've had an offensive talent like that sign. So I'm amped. I'm excited.
Yeah. I still think, too, that we have potentially three more recruits that are going to pop soon. You know, Golish, like I said, during that big official visit weekend, he had seven. Only four, I think, have committed so far.
Mm-hmm.
But he also put a different War Eagle out for Reed last night. So I don't think he's a part of that seven. So I still think there are three more guys out there that we could be on the lookout for.
Yeah, again, if you have not caught on already, when Alex Golish tweets War Eagle with a eagle emoji, and depending on, you know, how many is assigned to it, that's his cryptic message that we're getting a dog. So be on the lookout for that. Turn on his Twitter notifications, because they're very entertaining. When you get that, you're like, radar's on. What do we got? What's going on here?
Go ahead and go on over to Hayes Fawcett and start refreshing.
Yeah, because whenever, like, I remember watching Kyle's thing literally this morning when I – Kyle Show, Top Button Podcast, if you haven't, go check it out. But he was talking about it this morning, and I'm thinking it would be cool to get that guy. And then literally within like the hour, I get a text from Graham being like, yeah, we're not going to have a bad offensive line in a minute. I was like, yes. Did we get who I think we got? And I go look, and that's who we got. And I'm not mad at it at all. So welcome to the Plains. Excited to have you. And again, I hope this is a domino effect to bring more offensive talent, because again, I feel like the last really good offensive line that Auburn has had, 2017, I would say they've still MIA. Like I'm like that one. I'm like Will Byers' mom in Stranger Things, waiting for Will to come home. I'm like putting posters out on the things. Like, where's the offensive line ever since the Iron Bowl in 2017? It's like, where y'all at? Because they disappeared. They have yet to find them. Now, I don't know if they're in the upside down Dimension X, where they're at, but they're not here. They still haven't shown their face. So I hope this is a good sign for things to come on the recruiting end, especially for the offensive line. So, but I'd be remiss. We got to give a quick shout out to Auburn alum, Tim Cook. He did his last WWDC presentation today. If you don't know what WWDC is, it's the Worldwide Developers Conference. Anyone who creates software for apps for Mac, app, like any Apple thing is invited. I think it might be outside of Apple too, but it's mainly Apple, you know, products, etc. And they show off the new software for the, you know, the upcoming season for the phones, for the Mac and for the watch and stuff like that. So really cool to see him do that and be able to take that role after the passing of Steve Jobs back in what, 2011, I believe is when he passed. I can't remember.
It's been a long time.
But, he did a really good job and represented Auburn very well, including the last iPhone 17 release with the pro models being Auburn colors. I literally think that was like a request of his to like his last send off, like, hey, I want my last product launch to be Auburn colors. And you got orange, blue, and silver, you know, white, if you will, iPhone 17 Pros. So that was really cool to see. And his speech was really, it was like just a brief, like pre-recorded thing, like all the Apple events are nowadays. So it's really cool to see that. Can't wait to see what the new CEO, John Ternus, has in store. He's very innovative and young. So it'll be really cool to see. But I had the pleasure of meeting Tim Cook several times. One time right before an Iron Bowl when I worked at Auburn. Very nice. Very, very, he embodies what it means to be an Auburn man in terms of just his kindness towards everybody. And he took time out of his schedule to say hello and talk for like 10 minutes when I was working at the Auburn Network, delivering gear to the radio stage one morning before the Iron Bowl. So it was really cool to see that. So, yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything?
That's it.
Cool. Hopefully the hammering is piped down just a little bit. On your end, but if you're watching or listening, please subscribe and follow The Barn. We are your best source for anything and everything Auburn sports. And you can check out other shows like the one you're listening to now, The Barn Social Hour, including the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice, the baseball show, the basketball show, and Landing on the Plains with Chandler Wooten. Go check out that podcast. That's one of my favorite ones to listen to on the way to wherever I'm headed during the day. So if you are an Auburn fan, you'll love it. But again, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. As always, everyone have a great rest of your Monday. War damn. We'll see you next time.
See you.